Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, y'all? Listen, man, it's another Friday. I'm excited to be here on another Friday.
Happy Friday.
What day of the week is it?
Happy Friday.
I think it is Friday.
Happy Friday.
But listen, man, I'm having a hell of a week. We've had some amazing episodes this week, man. It's getting warm. It's getting hot outside. So, we always excited when summertime hits in the DMV. You know, we feeling good, looking good, and performing good. And listen, man, with all that being said, before we get this episode started, because we getting straight to it today. Listen, y'all get out my comments with all the bitching. Let's briefly talk about this. I posted a clip the other day talking about the dad bods. And I clearly said that dude in the video looks like he works out. He just got some body fat. People come in the comments, why are you making fun of his body?
What?
Mind you, the dude who I'm talking about in the video commented on my video and said he agreed with what I said. Man, we so soft that the people in the video who I'm talking about don't even get offended. But random strangers are getting offended. And that's why we got a big back society.
Big back activity.
That's why we got the biggest back in society.
Big back activity.
The biggest of backs society.
Big back activity.
And the biggest the backs have ever been in this society.
Big back activity.
But I'm just saying, man, people soft. And one more thing, man. If you peep what I did with my content, I did it for 2 weeks. I've been dropping straight fire and straight game. Straight game, along with the reaction videos, but I'm posting little game in between for free. They say all I do on my page is fat shame. But when I post the game, when I give you the great fitness tips that people pay top dollar for, which I'm going to have to slow down on that because I'm doing it for free, it's crickets. Don't nobody say nothing. Nobody wants to use the game. Nobody wants to soak up the game and apply it to their lives. But I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy when I do the reaction videos. And I put out way more information, way more education than I do making jokes. But guess what we doing today? We doing some education, but we damn sure doing some jokes. Let's get in these comments, man. Let's get it, man. What's up, Wicked Scorpion? AI Picture Definitely Wow. Jenny, what up? Indian Dolly, what up? Coach Pope Fitness.
Welcome to the show.
What's good, Unc? Quincy Nicole, what's good? Jay Sharp, what's going on?
Welcome to the show.
Lee Lee, what's good?
Welcome to the show.
Happy Friday. Jenny, what up? Nikki in the building. Shy in the building. Hit the like button. Absolutely hit the like button. People just want to get offended because they low IQ and they want to start something because they have no one to care about them in real life, so they got to start something online. Definitely loser activity. Here y'all go with the bullshit. Mark Carter, what up? Was asking about her crush tune. Oh, Lord. Marty out here giving up free dope and people don't see that. Nah, he just hate black women, blah, blah, blah. This shit really crazy. What up, Joe Thomas? See, Marty, do you not root for, do you root for Washington teams? Just basketball and the football, which basketball just trash. Also, why they on the casting couch? Yo, go ahead, bro. Anyway, hey, man, let's get this episode started, man. So listen, man, make sure y'all hit the like button too, man. Listen, they talking about, you know, I'm fat, but I'm not ugly. Now, we're not here to call people ugly and talk about people's looks, but the fact that you got to say that I'm fat and not ugly means that you really think that you ugly. It really means that you think you're not attractive. Let's check out this trend, because I'm seeing this trend a lot. I haven't spoken on it, but we got to speak on it. Let's check it out. Hey, hey. What's that shit? Yeah. Hey. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
This is the bullshit right here. Don't get it confused. I'm fat, not ugly. Anybody who says that, you got to be the highest form of insecure.
Nope.
You on the internet fishing for compliments. You on the internet fishing for validation. And you come on, shorty. Now, the equivalent, and y'all do me a favor, find the equivalent of her in the man form.
Nope.
And tell me if women gonna call him attractive.
What?
Tell me if women gonna call him attractive.
What?
And y'all see what race she is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And I can't do the comments on every video here, but what you think the comments look like? Girl, you got that right.
Nope.
I love the confidence.
Nope.
So posting for some weak-ass social media validation mean that you all of a sudden got confidence?
Nope.
It means that you proud of yourself?
Nope.
The internet is sitting here ruining people's mindsets.
Nope.
And it's only getting worse. The fact that you could get on here and say that, and like I said, this is a fitness podcast, so I'm not here to talk about people's looks, but shorty, 50% body fat. I don't care what your face look like.
Nope.
I don't care what race you are, what your skin complexion is. That's not cool.
Nope.
You got to get it together, man. Her back bigger than everybody in the thumbnail.
Nope.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Built like a sack of laundry. And you talking about I don't get it confused. I'm fat, not ugly. Listen, I would love to see what her options for men look like. You know her options of men is Pookie, Ray Ray. Zell Kwan just got out of prison. Day Day, she paying all the bills. That's why Day Day fucking with her. You ain't no way she. You got some quality stand up men on your roster, lady. I'm sorry. Ninjas don't get up every day, work their ass off, go to the gym, work to get their bag right, to come home to that. And y'all could tell me I'm body shaming and whatever. I don't give a fuck. We're telling the truth here. Ladies, y'all got to stop this shit lying to yourselves. Not only is it unattractive, it's unhealthy. And society's so fucked up that a girl like this going to post something like this and they going to tell you, oh, well, if her doctor says she's healthy, she's healthy. The doctor trying to get that back. He going to get you. He trying to get you on them meds. And guess what? I ain't mad at the doctor, because I would do the same thing if I was that doctor and you was that stupid. I would do the same thing. Give me that bag. We trying to send these kids to college. Give me that bag. I'm trying to pay this mortgage. I'm trying to get this new crib, this new house built. I'm trying to get this Cybertruck. I'm trying to get a G-Wagon. Off of your big back. I'm trying to get a big back chuck off your big back.
Big back activity.
But ladies, y'all got to cut this shit out. And ladies, y'all got to start being honest with y'all girlfriends. Y'all keep lying to them and they post shit like this. And then they be the ones cock blocking when a ninja try to holler at you out in public.
Nope.
Listen here. Big back Bertha.
Big back activity.
I'm trying to holler at you. I'm trying to holler at your friend. Move your big back out the way. Back so big, I can't even see your ass no more. And y'all fit women, y'all need to stop hanging with women like that. They gonna convince you to not listen to the listen to personal trainer. They gonna convince you to skip a day at the gym. You trying to do 30 days no alcohol, her big back ass gonna convince you to drink some alcohol. Her big back ass gonna convince you to eat the oily ass food.
Put it in the oil!
She gonna convince you to be at the drive-thru ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
We need to cut it out, man. It's ridiculous. It's getting crazy. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Hey, it's only the first video. And we cooking so far, man. Where we at in these comments, man? Wicked, you chill. Y'all wild. Is that a man or a woman? It's unclear. You both is crazy. Lele, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Lele, you're out of here. You can't call people ugly on this show. That's not what we're here for. Someone smashing that. Wow. Man, I know we make Mark Henry references all the time. If it's a yo. Mark Henry's crazy. Is that Dank DeMoss making a comeback? But any guy with standards would never notice a woman like her. And they going to tell you, a man with standards not wanting that, they're going to tell you that that's a bad thing. You're misogynistic if you don't like that. You fat phobic if you don't like that.
What?
Then they gonna tell you, because you don't want that, you want to date a middle schooler.
What?
They gonna tell you you want a middle schooler, bro. You a pedophile. Miss Bauer likes the never mind it. I don't know what y'all talking about, bro. You do you, queen. What's good, SAG? Tragic character from a Tyler Perry film. Next Tyler Perry film, Single Fat Black Mothers. All my life I had to fight. Next Tyler Perry film. Yeah, black women don't have the time to work out. The diets don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Black men stressing us out. We have no choice but to be overweight in this economy.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Trump is in office.
Look at my African-American over here.
I always wanted to look like the fit girl, but I just don't got time.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
She looked like Precious. Compression. I mean compression, huh? Hey, yo. She got them dark spots under her neck. She put herself in the oil.
Put it in the oil!
She fried herself, and I'm frying her on this podcast. Marco. Take me as I am. Her options of men are dusty dudes with dirty ass jerseys who smoke Newports and always look angry and dehydrated. Damn, wicked. Zoquan. Hell, the doctor big as hell too. Yep. Yep. Lily makes her own oil just like bacon. Okay. She makes her own oil just like bacon. She probably not self-aware enough to understand the irony of doing a feed me dance too. Yeah, talking about some. Yeah, we know how you know how to do that shit. Shit, you real good at that. The I'm so ATO trend is cringe, very cringe. This is ridiculous in my Rick James voice. They should have never given you ninjas social media. Steph said, "I'm cooking." Steph said, "I'm cooking." That means I'm cooking. Uptown Steph said, "I'm cooking." So that means I'm cooking. So when big bad women reject big back dudes, is that being fat phobic? You know the answer to that.
Nope.
Single black fat mothers is crazy. Yeah, that's going to be the next Tyler Perry movie. And they going to blame the whole shit on black men. Then they going to be mad that black men don't want to go see the movie. You black men don't support black women at all.
I'm not going to say what okay. race, what people.
If that's the narrative you're going to go with, cool. I can sleep at night. You making shit up and you can't sleep at night. And your back big, so you can't sleep at night.
Big back activity.
Let's keep this episode going.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
All right. You see the title. This is what happens when you don't encourage a fitness culture. You have big back women.
Big back activity.
Going up the escalators thinking they sexy. You have big back women going up the escalator thinking they sexy. Let's check it out.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We'll look at it one more time. God.
Listen, brother, bro. This guy stinks.
Listen, man, ladies, that shit is not sexy. That 50% body fat is not sexy. And I don't care what dude is gassing you up. I don't care how much D's being thrown at you in your DM. I don't care. That right there ain't cute. That's ridiculous. And we're going to take a look through this comment section because it's absolutely diabolical. Let's check the comment section out. 1 second while I pull it up. Give me 1 second. You know, I'm having trouble with my screen lately. There we go. Now, you see her here. Let's see. Heart emoji. Let's zoom in a little bit. Because they say I don't bring receipts. Heart emoji. You be hyped up every time. Love it. You see the little Samuel Jackson gif right here? That means somebody like it. He thirsty. That's some serious escalation. Thirsty ninjas. The glass and pink dress, nice outfit, ninjas. Now, how many ninjas we gonna count today, y'all? Nice rhythm. Hey, see? Simply gorgeous woman. Y'all ninjas is thirsty.
Damn.
Y'all simp black men are, listen, and it is part of black men's fault. It is part of black men's fault. Look at this comment section. So when I get on this app, and I tell people, hey, black man, stop contributing to that. We don't do that. The women eat what they want to eat. They grown women.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We don't do that. Black men go to the gym. We don't encourage. We don't touch fat black women.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm seeing all black men in here in these comments. Damn Bria with the little smile emoji with the hearts. I struggle to focus on the task, though. That smile of yours, something peaceful about it, queen. Y'all ninjas is pitiful. I like you in red also. Y'all ninjas is pitiful. Beauty of a woman. You are absolutely gorgeous. If I was on the escalator with hard eyes, y'all ninjas are pitiful. Y'all are crazy, man. And y'all only doing it because she got a fat ass. Because let's do this. We're gonna keep it real. And I don't mean to listen, we're not here to body shame. We're just here to have an honest conversation. And why this hold on. We're here to have an honest conversation and point out why the culture is so fat in this country. Y'all wouldn't give her the same reaction because her ass ain't fat. Her she got she big but got a cardboard butt. Her back merge into her butt. So y'all don't give her the same information. the same reaction. But y'all give her this reaction because she got a fat butt. Y'all give her that reaction because she got a fat butt. And you sit here, you blame Trump, blame racism, blame black women have to do, black women have to do more tasks in the house than any other race of women. Listen, that's fucking crazy. Yes, they say that. It's in my comment section. If I had time to find it, I would find it. But go ahead. Come up with all these excuses. You listen to these dumbass ninjas gassing you up. Y'all dumbass ninjas gassing them up. It's fucked up out here. It's cooked. So that's why when I drop game on social media, don't nobody fucking react to it. It is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. This is great content, man. I mean, this is crazy, bro. This is ridiculous, man. Where y'all at? Y'all in the comments going crazy. I know you fucking lying.
Nope.
Actually, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's the wrong kind of shelf. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm kicking all y'all ninjas out today. Who else going to get kicked out? These videos are the reason why a lot of people assume all black women are the raggedy ghetto obese women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Strike three, you're out.
Who else wants to get kicked out? Her ass looks disgusting. It isn't shaped right. Not to mention they will claim that they're being compared to European standards, although you don't see any quarter-ton Big Backs in the motherland.
Big Back activity.
Yo, shit crazy, bro. This shit crazy. Ninjas actually prefer that disgusting build. Yeah, and they'll be like, so what they say on my post the other day? They said, well, some of us actually prefer not to break a woman in bed. Okay.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Mind you, I ain't even going there today. I don't know whose kids is watching. We're not going there today. Talking about break a woman in bed. Ninja, you ain't breaking nothing, ninja. You can't even squat your body weight. What the hell you about to break? She is the escalator. Enough of her riding an escalator. They're going to have to call the repairman. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
A grown man using a heart emoji is really feminine. Hey, yo. Damn, ninjas can't use the heart emoji, man. At least it was at a woman, though. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he did it on a man's post.
No diddy, you know.
Which do your thing, brother. Ain't no judgment, but it is what it is.
No diddy, you know.
Comment section, yes, queen. Goddamn, man.
Goddamn!
She better not fall. She probably did fall. They ain't post that part. Those are the type of women that go waddling around at Walmart on a daily basis looking for flaming hot Cheetos. Somebody should have hit the emergency button. You can ride her like a horse. Not that I'm condoning it.
Strike three, you're out.
Not on Friday, brother. That's not on Friday, brother. We're not doing that today. I heard this statement on King of the Hill. You might get folks' attention. However, it doesn't mean they respect you. Just saying she's an object. Absolutely. Where's the spider mode? Where's spider mode to say the girl has a pizza box butt? Jenny.
How dare you?
This is what women mean when they say, I am the table. Yo, that's crazy. Where's the chunk funk remarks? If you don't like fat girls, they say you must like white girls. What does that say about us? As if there aren't any fit black women on earth, or slim or petite or smaller. You can still be fit and curvy as fuck. I guess those don't exist. If you're either fat or a stick figure in the black community. But anyway, man, let's keep it going. I'm killing y'all today, man. Oh. We're at the point now. Sorry, women, black women, I'm on y'all head today. We talking about guys too today. We're at the point now where women, black women,
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And people, men too, men as well. But it's just a woman in this video coming up. Don't understand that alcohol is a drug. This girl did not know alcohol is considered a drug. And the fact that you don't know that is the main reason why we so damn big back.
Big back activity.
If you don't understand alcohol is a drug, that's why your back on top of back.
Your back has a back.
Okay, alcohol is absolutely a drug. One, you can get addicted to it. Two, it takes over your mind, right? You make bad decisions. You don't make decisions you normally make. And three, it makes you fat as fuck. It's literally poison. All right, we've talked about it. It's been a while since we talked about alcohol, but it's literal poison. So it's absolutely a drug. It's one of the worst things. It just happens to be legal. Let's check this out.
Your question.
Are you 420 friendly?
Of course.
So
of course.
So this is a little dating show. So she asked him if he's 420 friendly. basically asking him if he smokes weed.
Damn. You're not.
I'm not. No type.
So she doesn't smoke weed. Let's see what happens next.
Extracurricular. No. Drugs. Activities.
You know, do you drink?
Occasionally, yes.
That's a drug, baby.
It's not.
Right. It's a drug.
It's an alcoholic beverage, but
you can be addicted. You can be addicted to that.
But I'm not.
Oh, but man. It's a drug.
It's not.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I mean, I learned alcohol was a drug probably in, like, middle school. The fact that people don't know that is the reason they abuse it. I mean, that right there, that's you can make a case that that's common sense. But look at the correlation is right there. People don't know alcohol is a drug. They abuse it. That's why we're fat as fuck.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You go to brunch on 8th Street in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Go to Focus Lounge, park at the 14th. What's some more brunches that's lit? I guarantee most of the people in there, men and women, don't understand that alcohol is a drug. Mm. If you ask them if they're taking drugs, they're going to say no.
Nope.
Then you ask them if alcohol is a drug.
Nope.
They're going to say no. But this has to be known. When you're on your fitness journey, you got to understand alcohol is a drug. It's going to set you back. It's going to dehydrate you. You can't burn fat if you're dehydrated. Probably going to get a hangover. So you're going to be less likely to get your ass up and go to the gym. You're going to be less likely to eat a clean meal. You're going to crave some damn grease, some damn oil.
Put it in the oil!
Some fat-ass food to soak up the alcohol.
It's Burger King. It's Wendy's.
You're going to go eat that shit after you've been drinking alcohol all day. You know you went to brunch. Hold up. You know you went to brunch. Then they had the day party after brunch. Then they had the after party. Then you was going to go home. You said, no, girl, I got to go to work tomorrow. I got to go to personal training tomorrow. They said, nope. And you went to the late night party. So, hey, the choice is yours. But alcohol is absolutely a drug. It's not a debate. You feel the need to have it all the time. You might have an addiction. If you can't go to a function without drinking, or you can't do any activity on a weekend without drinking, you're drinking during the week after work to cope with the stress, you might be addicted to alcohol. If you've been on your fitness journey, not getting no fucking results, and you've been drinking the whole time, you might be addicted to alcohol. Your trainer told you that you can't get no results with it. Your girl that got fit, that went to the same trainer, you still ain't getting no fucking results from, she told you you can't get fit with it. You can't get no results with the alcohol. But your big back ass want to keep drinking.
Big back activity.
Alcohol back. Don Julio back. Espolone back. Hennessy back. Patron bottle built back ass. That's the problem. Alcohol is a drug. It ain't a debate. Let's keep this podcast going. I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. Shit don't make no sense, man. Alcohol is a drug. What's more detrimental for your fitness journey, weed or alcohol? Probably alcohol. Real talk. I'm not a fan of weed either. I'm damn sure not a fan of weed. I'm like Stephen A. Smith when it comes to the weed.
I'm here to tell you right now.
We don't care.
We don't care.
Let me tell you
something. We don't care.
You're not changing my opinion on weed. Side note, I hooped with guys who were addicted to weed. I'm talking failing drug tests.
Nope.
I'm not even going to get into what my teammates was doing on game days. But coming to the game high, you got the locker room smelling like weed. You going out there doing dumb shit, forgetting plays, tweaking on the coaches, tweaking on your teammates, fighting the teammates. I'm not a fan of weed at all.
Nope.
No, I have no interest in it. First of all, my mom ain't play that shit growing up. Second of all, I always was scared to fail a drug test. I've never failed a drug test. And I just seen what it did to my peers. I'm good. I'm straight.
Nope.
I unfortunately have 5 family members and Alcohol Anonymous is absolutely a drug. Yep. It ruins lives. It ruins lives, man. it was a girl this summer, you know. I do feel, you know, I feel awful for her. But she ran her friend. It was a girl and two guys. She ran the two guys off the road. One was about to get drafted to the NFL. He just finished college. And the other one was about to do his junior or senior year at a high major football school. So, and she killed both of them. So, and she's locked up now. You know, alcohol ain't no joke. You know, and I do drink from time to time, but it's an occasional thing, and you ain't gonna catch me out there on my ass. Pause. But he tried to spare her. He was nice about it. Yep. Not trying to be funny. She looked like she likes to drink, fight, and cuss like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
There's a reason why scripture speaks against drunkenness. You right? People did use it in history as one specifically for avoiding pain to pull out teeth. Yeah, that's one thing. She likes to drink. Her new name is Stone Cold Weave Austin.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Keep drinking in excess and see what happens to your liver. Yep. I'll admit it. I didn't know alcohol is considered a drug. I don't drink it anyway because I don't like the taste of it. Yep. Alcohol all day is worse. That's what I said. I think alcohol is worse than weed, if you really think about it. I've heard people had this argument, but alcohol is for sure worse than weed. It's crazy that it's legal. It's fucking crazy. If a woman abuses alcohol, it can affect her if she tries to get pregnant. Even if she gets pregnant, it can affect the baby sometimes with tragic results. That's facts, bro. And I mean, y'all already know this on the podcast, but somebody who abuses alcohol, not going to be a good partner. Not going to be a good, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. Nah. People who always drink liquor because it's fun are not the ones in the gym. Yep. The wig screams little bit energy. I'm an edible bull, but it's definitely harder to motivate yourself to hit the gym, so only do it at night. The only time I've done edibles is like, hey, I'm in the house, I'm about to go to sleep, and I need to sleep because I get to staying up 24 hours sometimes. So I have done edibles to make myself go to sleep, but those are specifically for sleep. I ain't just do an edible just to do one. Like, yeah, I'm about to do this edible. Never smoked a cigarette, so absolutely zero weed. Hell, a cigarette worse than weed. Had a bunch of teammates I hoop with that always smoking weed, shaking my head. Big Spider in the building. Marty, heard you was high in college checking your own teammates in the game. No, I definitely had teammates do some dumb shit in college, bro. I remember that story super sad. I know people who drink every day. It could be due to some type of insecurity issue or something. Could be. Paul did say a little red wine is good for stomach, but not in excess. It was needed. Yeah, these chicks be abusing red wine. That's different. Vikings draft pick. Yep, Kyrie Jackson. Got drafted, get killed by a drunk driver before the season started. Yep. Any bit with a raspy voice, kids already got fetal alcohol syndrome. Yep. I vaped before for fun, but I stopped last year, not because I was depressed, but because it was hard for me to breathe when working out. Yeah, vaping is crazy, too. Hey, man, let's keep it going, man. All right, man, I don't care how many push-ups you can do if you're a big back.
Big back activity.
Don't sit here and tell us how many push-ups you could do, but you got the biggest belly.
Belly Deli?
On the East Coast. Biggest belly down south.
Belly Deli?
Biggest belly up north.
Belly Deli?
Midwest or the West Coast.
Belly Deli?
We don't care how many push-ups you could do. Let's check it out right here, and I'll give the rest of my thoughts afterwards. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Damn, I can't. Here go.
Healthiest fat nigga that you'll ever fucking meet in your life.
I'm the healthiest fat ninja you'll ever meet in your life.
I respect that, first of all. Health is wealth.
I'm just naturally a fat nigga, like, and I feel like it all the way.
You're not naturally a fat ninja.
Weight will burn off if I just start running. But there is no fat nigga on earth that can do as many push-ups as me. Pick any fat nigga in this room, they can't do more push-ups than me. And I do them decline.
How many push-ups you think you could do?
25.
I'm doing them on my left. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Let's see how many he got. Let's see how many he got.
Oh, wow, great form.
One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130, 131
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, man, I didn't think he would get to 35. I would just keep it 100 with y'all. So I'm actually impressed. But what I do have to say is, and not to take nothing away from this guy, 35 push-ups ain't shit. 35 push-ups ain't shit.
Nope.
Fellas, y'all should be able to knock out at least 50 straight easy. 50 straight easy. 35 is nothing. Then he was gassed out. He was gassed out after. So, listen, you didn't do anything that it was impressive for your size, but you ain't do nothing out of the ordinary, brother. You ain't do nothing out of the ordinary, man. The bar is low. The bar is low for the fellas. And you see why we got so many auntie-built ninjas out here. Ninjas built like they grandma, auntie, big sister, big cousin, mother-in-law, teacher. But in the grand scheme, man, that ain't nothing to be proud of, man. And like I said, I ain't trying to take nothing away from him. I'm happy he could do 35 because there's a lot of ninjas who can't do 35. So, I mean, good shit, but fellas got to step their game up. Got to step their expectations up. And we should not be built like fat women out here. We should not be built like fat women out here. That's not a dad bod, brother. That's a bad bod, brother. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going. Let's get in these comments. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Where we at, bro? Mr. Fit All Sports, what's good, bro?
Welcome to the show.
Alcohol is really toxic and poisoning your bloodstream. That ain't even a debate. They said that's Frost Knight doing the push-ups. That's crazy. Diddy-ass push-ups.
No Diddy, you know?
Definitely some Diddy-ass push-ups. Chunk Funk Olympics. How them ninjas get out of breath counting? So where are the push-ups? We're waiting. Oh, rats. I can only do 35.
How dare you?
Well, Jenny, 35 for a woman is extremely above average. So that's great. I'm not reading that, bro. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
0-0-0 quarter reps. This ain't even real push-ups. 35 push-ups is bad. Those are shorties with no range of motion at all. Tell him to do another set and see what happens. Yeah, 35 push-ups is good. He did none. Them half reps don't count. He built like Auntie Big Shirley. Hey, man, let's keep it going. What we got next, man? Oh, my God. Listen. You see the title. This is what happens when you don't encourage a fitness culture. Make sure I hit the like button. We got ladies at Planet Fitness doing this. And this woman is literally building a brand off of this. Building a brand off of this bullshit in Planet Fitness. Hope your kids ain't around. Just giving the heads up. Let's check it out.
Wait a minute.
Brother, this guy stinks.
I pressed the wrong button. I forgot I had that button. I'll press it again.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I mean, what are we doing out here, ladies?
You know, black people.
No.
I mean, what is and she got this video here on TikTok has 4 million views. 4 million views. And unfortunately, and black women, I love y'all, but black women run social media. That comment section is full of our sisters gassing her up, acting like she's doing something amazing here with that belly hanging all out.
Belly, belly?
She need to be banned from Planet Fitness. Somebody send this to Joey Swole. You need to do better, head ass. But I mean, this is ridiculous, man. Who wants to see that? Who wants to see, first of all, your legs and coochie all up in the air is just disrespectful to everyone in the gym. That's one that's disgusting. I don't go to the gym to see big back ass coochie in the air.
Big back activity.
I don't pay for a gym membership for that. Number one. Number two, who want to see that belly?
Belly, belly.
What makes you think that that's appropriate to have that belly hanging out?
Belly, belly.
And we so dumb that people going to talk about mind your business. Ninja, she came out in public with that bullshit. If you come out in public with that bullshit, I have every right to judge and make statements and say whatever the fuck I want about you. And you put it on the internet. Not only did you go in public like that, you put it on the internet. This is embarrassing. And y'all champion this shit on the internet. People in the gym to get better. They in there for their mental health. They in there to hit goals. They in there to release some endorphins. Nobody's coming for this shit. And y'all keep treating the gym like a damn circus. That's why nobody take it serious. But anyway, man, this right here is pitiful. And we ain't got time for it. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Monko. Just getting these comments. Jenny talking about, oh, rats.
How dare you?
That Bama tooted and pooted on that last one. Hey, yo, that's crazy. If she don't get off them folks floor, man. I got kicked out of Planet Fitness for using the jump rope. That's crazy. Man. Oh, no, nah, that's crazy. I can see the gut from Mars. What's the point? I'm going to start nonsense like this for 4 million views. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Get your girl Wicked Scorpion. If I walk in the gym and see this, I'm changing gyms. Definitely. The gym's going to lose business for that shit. Another Jenny at the rock climbing gym told me cool beans. What does cool beans mean? Cool beans.
How dare you?
At least had the guts to do it literally. Yeah, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Smell like stale fish in the motherfucker. That looks like a spilled bowl of chocolate pudding and cookie. What? She done took the pleaser heels to the gym. Yeah, the pleaser heels is crazy. Need to focus on diet, darling. Pick up the weights and some cardio and take the goddamn heels off. Crazy. Pleaser heels. Crazy. Had to add music to hide the fart she made. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
No, fool, that's crazy, fool. What the fuck? I know that gym stink. Oh, man. She treating it like a street corner, man. What in the fried trout? What the fuck? Is that supposed to be casserole? The foolishness. Oh, my God. Circus soul. I don't know what that's supposed to be, bro. She got that Ben and Roll to the
Strike three, you're out.
Oh, man. Listen, hey, bro. Look. So remember, hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. So listen, we get on here, we talk about the Jenny community.
How dare you?
That's the white community for those of y'all that are new. We know we damn sure talk about the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But we don't talk about the Asian community often. Asians community, what the hell is going on with y'all? Y'all can't participate in every big back activity vacation.
Nope.
This brother right here done lost his mind.
Nope.
He know he was too heavy for this. I don't know what you call it, but I'm sure y'all seen it on Instagram.
Nope.
This little water activity. Let's see, where we got some more comments. I don't know how they do it. I couldn't stomach seeing that in person. Spider, hilarious. Yeah, Spider got issues. Where's your braids, coach? Oh, hold up. Hold on. Hold up.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Brother, this guy stinks.
Kirsten Ninjas cut the braids about 2 months ago. Where you been at?
Nope.
You've been on the show since then.
Nope.
What in the world?
Nope.
Anyway, let's check out this dude on vacation, man. I think this was in China, it said. But anyway, let's check it out. All right, let's see. Y'all seen this? So you see the little water hover thing? All right, let's check it out. Up, oh, damn, it's bad already. He almost tore his MCL trying to get on that motherfucker. All right, let's see. Let's take off. Let's take off. Let's see. Okay, they getting up. Oh. Listen, man. You should have dropped some of that gut before vacation.
Belly?
You should have got rid of that belly for that vacation. So if you don't know what this is, they supposed to be on top of the water in the air. But he's so big back.
Belly?
That the water pressure won't bring him up in the air. This is crazy, man. He need to be ashamed of himself.
Nope.
He should have gone sumo wrestling instead of trying to do this.
Nope.
This shit is crazy, man. Asian community, I told you I was going to get y'all ass. This dude done lost his damn mind. Now he face planting in the damn lake. But yeah, he need to go home. He need to cop a gym membership. He need to get on the podcast. He need to holler at C. Marty because this right here is straight up embarrassing.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
He a big dummy.
Big dummy.
All y'all want to go on vacation and do all this bullshit. And y'all ate too much. Y'all ate too much Popeyes before vacation.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Y'all ate too much fried chicken before vacation.
You gonna fry some chicken?
Y'all gotta get it together, man. Y'all trying to do horseback riding and jet skis and all. Listen, this shit ain't built for that. And this little activity right here, they not gonna make it for big backs. Jet skiing, they not gonna make big back jet skis.
Big back activity.
So if you want to enjoy your vacation, you better learn how to enjoy the gym before vacation. What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? Y'all tripping, man. Anyway, let's get in these comments, man. Let's keep this episode going. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Yeah, Kirsten, you're out of here for that.
Strike three, you're out.
Kirsten, you're out of here for that. Where's your braids, coach? Hey. Hey, where'd your braids go, coach? It's my first time seeing it. I've been on the show a couple times and watched a few episodes, but where's your braids, coach? Head ass. Mr. Gilbert been in the cryo chamber. Oh, man. I guess so. Looks like a fat Asian dude who had too many dumplings. Facts. Asians usually good at math. Usually good at math to know that wasn't working. Asians taking an L. This is a rarity. I wouldn't be carrying his ass around. Only belly.
Belly?
Those are actually pretty expensive to rent. He lost out for real. Yeah, he took an L. Speaking of sumo wrestlers are the only fat Asian dudes I've seen outside of the U.S. Give him this, though. He not as big as folks here in the U.S., which is crazy. That is crazy. Big back people don't fit. Doing fit people activities equals pure comedy. Definitely comedy. Godzilla wouldn't try that shit. Just go ahead and get out the water. Yeah, just take the L, man. Nigga was sinking like Leonardo in the Titanic. Kirsten, you know I had to cook you one time. In Kirsten's defense, your braids are super cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yao Ming was in the back of the carryout eating all the General Tso chicken. That's crazy. Thank you, Jenny. It's so funny when Coach talks like us. Your raids are super cool.
How dare you?
Oh, man, I had to let the braids go, man. Let's keep this thing going. I'm killing y'all today, man. All right, man, we got to address these workouts, man. Y'all be doing any fucking thing in the gym. Let's check it out. We came to play. All right, resistance band into a lunge with the barbell. Bounce to the knee is crazy. Listen, getting in shape don't take all of this, man. And this shit is super dangerous. You know, I think it's amazing that the girl is, you know, performing this stuff. Absolutely. This is very impressive. So I want to give her credit before I cook her ass. But what the fuck is going on? This is clearly for likes. This is clearly for engagement. There's no way you're coming to the gym and doing this shit 5 days a week. There's no way you're coming to the gym and doing this shit every day.
Nope.
All right. So, excuse me. So before y'all go and try this shit, understand, people are going to cap for the gram.
Stop the cap.
People are going to do all types of things for Instagram just for the attention. You don't know if she has sponsorship deals. You don't know if she's getting some AdSense revenue. You don't know what she's getting paid or what the trainer's getting paid to do it. Because this guy's doing shit like this all the time with his clients. But, yeah, this is crazy, man. Please don't go to the gym and try this shit. But anyway, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going, man. Dom the Monko. Where we at, man? what the fuck? Impressive, but what's the point? There's a lot of low IQ people who will attempt this. That's facts. Core stability, I don't know. That ain't core stability, bro. That's Instagram stability. Yeah, it's turned into a zoo. Impressive, but unnecessary. A regular leg day does the trick. This is crazy, insane. Count me out. Spider Jenny workout, LOL. I'm all for it if you build for it. Of course, Spider-Mo built for it. Somebody go try that band squat and have it smack them in the face. Yep. Bouncing on the knees is definitely crazy. Who's she trying to become? Black Widow. She hella athletic with torn ACL easy. Yep. She went through all the planes of motion. She definitely did, man. What we got next, man? We got, remember they told me only broke ninjas work out. You're working out is for broke ninjas. So when you're successful and you get the bag, you ain't got to get the bag. So let's listen to David Meltzer here talk about his workout. If you don't know who that is, that's Tom Brady's former sports agent. Let's check it out.
Spend more on my health than people spend on a Ferrari.
Yeah. I started seeing myself on stage and go, man, I'm not in good shape. I'm like, wait a second. My health is my third priority. I put my family first, my work second, and my health was third. And I was losing out. I didn't even know how bad I was. And so I went ahead and I changed around my priorities and I made my health my first priority. It was going to be my greatest expense because if I'm not here, nothing can come through me. I literally changed my life. I lost 47 pounds of fat. I've gained 11 pounds of muscle. So minimum every single day, 1 hour minimum on my health. I never did this. I leave work to go work out. If you don't have an hour for your health, you don't have a life. If you are not focused 1/24th of your day on your being here for as long as you can, you don't have a life. So you should be spending as much money as you can, as much time as you can, focus as you can on yourself so things can go through you and help more.
Like I said, they told me that successful guys don't work out. And he made a great point where he said 1/24th of your day. You got 24 hours in a day. You can't dedicate an hour to yourself. Yes, I know it's busy. I know you got shit going on. But this is for your longevity. This is for a better quality of life. So you're not just doing this shit for fun. You're doing this shit to basically extend your life and live a better life. You got to invest in it just like you invest in everything else. You so busy investing in shit that you get zero return on.
Nope.
Baddies. The Pacers versus the Thunder?
Nope.
Listen, if that's what you want to do in your leisure time, I have no issue with you watching, you know, things that entertain you. Watching Tyler Perry movies.
What?
About fat single black mothers.
What?
Oops, they're going to cancel me. I have no problem with you doing what you want to do in your, you know, in your leisure time for entertainment. But you can't be doing that stuff. Set aside time for it. And say that you don't have time to invest in your health. You can't be spending your money on bottles. You can't be spending your money on sections. You at every vacation. You don't say no to no functions. You out eating with the girl at Hell's Kitchen. in 4-star, 5-star restaurants, but you don't have a gym membership. You say you can't afford a personal trainer. I guarantee you take all your expenses in a month, all the restaurants, all the alcohol, all the outings, all the dumbass unnecessary money that you spent, you paid for some vacations up front that you don't need to go on, that costs less than the personal trainer you saying that you can't afford. And I'm not up here trying to grift, but it's the truth. It's the truth. I see people, man, they got money for everything but a damn trainer. And want the trainer for cheap. They want the trainer for cheap. Then you end up finding a cheap trainer. He ain't that good. Then you end up shitting on the whole fitness industry. Well, you pay fucking $150 or $200. No offense to anybody if you charge that. I'm just keeping it $100. You pay $150 for a trainer, $200. You're going to get $150, $200 training. It's the truth. It's literally the truth, bro. It's the truth. You can go to David Alexander, who I got my certification from, down in Miami. He owns DBC Fitness. Look them up on Instagram. He trains, you know, NBA, NFL, golf, PGA, MLB. He trains all types of sports. He was training Angel Reese this past offseason before the WNBA. You go down there, that Bama charges $350 an hour. Just providing some exposure for y'all. And that was in 2021 when I met him. He probably charged more than that now. He probably charged $450 an hour now. He probably went up in his price. I guarantee he did. He charging $400 an hour, and motherfuckers don't want to pay $300 a month for training. And that's on the low end. That's on the very low end. I know people who paid it, and I'm not trying to make this about money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying. I'm just saying, though, the people who are serious about their fitness, a lot of the women and the men that y'all emulate and look up to, they spending serious bread on their fitness, bro. I know somebody who pays their trainer $1,200 a month. $1,200 a month. So I'm just saying that because a lot of people want this miraculous body. They don't want to put the time in. They don't want to put no money in. They don't want to put no sacrifice in. They don't want to put no effort in. That's not how this shit goes. Yeah, it's going to be something's going to be uncomfortable, whether it's anything, any of those I just mentioned. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all today. Real talk. Let's get in these comments, man. We need more of this. Absolutely need more of it. I might have to do a reaction to that because I just cooked. Hold up. I just cooked right there. I just cooked right there. I might need to react to that video. Let's move that to the folder. I actually moved my folder, so I got to move it over to a different folder. Sorry, y'all. Let me move this over here because I got to react to that. That was just a hell of a segment. I just cooked that. I love hearing that ratio. 1/24th of your day. Facts. All motherfuckers got to do is check their screen time. No excuse. Bars. I just said the same thing he said. If you don't spend time on your health, you ain't got shit. If you can give everyone else time, you can work on yourself. Absolutely. Nah, spend it at Popeyes, Five Guys, French fries, eating pies, telling lies, and stuff your face with French fries. Bars. They watching a Tyler Perry movie with Taraji robbing a bank, but she was imagining her daughter the whole time. I didn't see it, so I'm not. I didn't see it, so I'm not gonna get that one. Listen, man. I ain't got nothing against Taraji P. I just can't see myself taking an hour out of my day to watch that shit. It's not happening. It's not happening, bro. It's just not happening. Unc, I just saw an ad on a truck about Bud Light Diet Beer. So They have these beers now. I know one is like Athletic Brewing Company, but they have these beers with no alcohol in it. And so you could get the same taste. You get like the smell or whatever. It kind of like people bring them to functions so they can still get the feeling of drinking, but they're not going to be drunk. I had one after my High Rocks race. They had a whole bunch of them shits out there. And they were no water, but they got the Athletic beer anyway. I mean, it's like zero calories, no alcohol. But I had one because the Ninja was thirsty after the race. And it that shit literally tastes like beer. $3.50 an hour is crazy. Yep. They want an Amazon Prime body headaches. A whole lot of sides. Health is true. Wealth is not a cliche. I think it's selfish to not take care of yourself. It's inconsiderate to the folks around you. I had to block family and friends because they be asking to work out with me. Fuck no. Hell no. Why did people start calling you Unc all of a sudden? I didn't think you were old enough for that title. It's probably because I made that post about it a couple months ago. And people in their 20s. Like if you like 22, you think everybody's Unc. I was the same way when I was 22 or 23. Ninja told me he was 29. I said, oh, yeah, you Unc.
Nope.
Now I'm 32 and Ninja's calling me Unc.
Nope.
A dark-skinned dude, always the bad guy at Tyler Perry movies. Yeah, I just don't see myself sitting down watching Tyler Perry movie with my free time, bro. My time is too valuable, you know. But hey, Tyler Perry's doing his thing. He getting to the bag. He putting black people in films, putting them on screen, getting money in their pocket. I ain't got a problem with it. Anyway, let's watch this last video. Frost Knight in his teens. Frost Knight 17. Frost Knight sound like this. Oh, he's 20. Oh, yeah. Frost Knight, a young buck. Anyway, Tyler Perry movies are for coons. Make sure I hit the like button. We got this one girl talking about if you want a tone, you got to build muscle first. Let's check it out.
To lose weight when you don't have muscle underneath. For a long Facts. Time, I was 115 pounds thinking I had to lose weight That's to crazy. See muscle. I know what you want to look like. I do. You want to be toned, right? You know what that is? It's muscle with a little bit.
If you want to be toned, get off the fucking scale.
Fat. Just a little bit of fat. If you don't have muscle underneath, you're not going to see that. So Facts. You need to focus on strength training. That's why people say to get in the gym and lift.
You got to get in the gym and lift weights. And people be like, yeah, I'm about to go on a cut. You ain't got shit to cut.
Lift weights. You need to build muscle, build baby muscle so that you can see the tone. Do not start with losing weight. Do not start with Facts. Cutting down. What you need to start with is a build. Please. Learn from my mistakes. You need to go through the uncomfortable building phase, the uncomfortable Facts. Gaining phase, because then once you do it, you can cut down a little bit if you Facts. Put on more fat than you'd like. And then you see the tone. You Facts. See the muscle. I hope this helps. I look crazy. I'm about to go hit my lift.
That's a great post, man. And a lot of people, man, they just want to jump straight to weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. But they want a physique too, right? And I hate when guys do this shit. You let's keep it real, fellas. You go straight to weight loss. You don't build any muscle. You out here with auntie arms and auntie belly.
Nope.
But you know, if you could snap your fingers and have a physique with muscle, with chest, with shoulders, with traps, with lat muscles, you would do it in a heartbeat, right? But you don't believe that, you know, that's the way to go because you're so focused on the scale, right? And that thing is going to go up. It's going to go down when you build a muscle, right? And it's going to be, you might not like how you look at first, right? You're going to be eating clean. You're going to feel stuffed because you're eating all these satiating foods. But that's just part of the process, right? Once you get through that hump, pause, no diddy,
you know,
you're going to start to see the results. You're going to start to see things change. And it's even more difficult with the women. Lord have mercy. They so obsessed with the scale, super insecure about the scale. That's why I don't even put women on the scale. We mostly do pictures. And that scale can be 2 pounds heavier, but you look different. The waist look a little more snatched.
Nope.
Yes, it's possible. You can literally build muscle. You can if you're, say, a woman is 160 pounds, she gained 3 pounds of muscle and lost 1 pound of fat, and the scale went up 2 pounds. She freaking out. Oh, yeah, see, Marty don't know what the fuck he doing. He just be body shaming. He hate women. He don't understand what a black woman go through. You don't even know what the fuck is going on. Chill out. Let the professional be a professional. You a professional big back.
Big back activity.
You professional hookah smoker. Professional lemon drop drinker. Professional martini Martian. Vodka valedictorian. Hennessy hero. You all of that. All right? Relax. Focus on building muscle. Let the physique change. Get stronger. You got more muscle on your body, you could burn more calories at rest. Got more muscle on your body, you increase your metabolism. Got more muscle on your body, a cheat meal ain't going to affect you like it is if you out big backing all the damn time.
Big back activity.
All right? So just chill, man. Relax on that damn scale. That scale going to throw you all off. If anything, if you got a smart scale, pay attention to the body fat. Where's the body fat doing? Is it going down? Oh, it only went down 0.1%? 1%? It went fucking down. Look good in your clothes? 2 pounds heavier, but you looking better in your clothes. Your waist looking more snatched. Ass looking fatter. Shoulders popping out more. That's the shit you need to focus on. All right, build muscle, fuck the scale, killing y'all today. I don't salute her annoying slapping, but I do agree with her. The slapping was annoying. The slapping was definitely annoying. She literally has my story. I went from 115 to 135 because I started lifting heavy. Yep, muscle raises your metabolism, which burns your fat. Exactly what I exactly what I was talking about. It was a different experience, but being a D1 long distance runner, that was the acceptable weight look. Yeah, long distance runner is different. Plus, at the D1 level, oh yeah, they pushing. When I was in college, now granted, I didn't really have I did my freshman year. They wanted me to gain 20 pounds. That shit was crazy. But if there's a weight or a certain look they want you to have, oh, you gonna get that look?
Nope.
You're going to get it. They don't care what you got to go through. They will make you work out 8 times a day if you need to lose weight. If you need to gain weight, they will make you go to the calf 5 times a day and give you muscle milks and shit. That shit is different at the D1 level. That Jenny definitely slashes tires and stalks her ex name, Dan, and stands on his car. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, people give black girls a bad rap. But white girls be crazy as shit too. It don't matter what girl it is. All of y'all are fucking crazy.
Nope.
People talk about black men, but think Connor and Brad ain't crazy.
Nope.
Connor and Brad crazy too.
Nope.
Connor and Brad will cut your ass out. A Latino man will cut your ass out.
Nope.
You don't think Asian men be looking quiet in person and won't cut your ass out in the house too. They'll cut you out too.
Nope.
Chill on the lemon drops.
Nope.
No. Lemon drop drinker. Lemon drop Laker. Lemon drop lion. Drinking lemon drops and you're lying. Why does protein powder have big back flavor unk like Fruit Loops or Chips Ahoy? That's just a marketing thing. To get people to do it. Not trying to do a plug here, but the first form Fruit Loop joint, that joint goes crazy. That joint is fire. No cap. No cap.
Stop the cap.
Avoid flavor protein powder. They add a bunch of BS to the powder to make it addictive, but to big backs losing weight. Yeah, I don't really fool with protein powder, honestly, man. I just do food. I feel like my body looks better when I'm just doing food. I rarely do protein, but I will do that creatine. Unk will take that creatine, but you got to be on your shit with the creatine. You got to be drinking your water, and you got to be eating clean. Don't be taking creatine and you out drinking every week. That's going to be bad for you. You got to be hydrated on creatine. Miss Bauer can probably yank the braids off someone. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. Connor and Brad will bury you in the backyard and hide it in Mexico. High quality protein is going to always better than Walmart shit. I stopped taking protein powder. Yeah, I'm not a protein powder guy at all, man. It's not my speed. But I like to do it every now and then. You know, like I said, first form, and I'm not just, I know I keep plugging it, but like that's the one when I drink, I don't feel full after that. Like, you know, you drink the protein powder, you be feeling full, you know, stomach feeling funny. I don't feel that shit at the first form. So, but anyway, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Appreciate y'all, man. Go ahead and follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube. Where you watching right now? Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. We will be live again Sunday. I don't know, man. I might do it early, might do it nighttime. I'll do it nighttime for y'all ninjas. But I don't think I'm doing 8 o'clock. I don't think I'm doing 8 o'clock. It's going to be 6 or 7. It's going to be a little earlier. Might be 5. You know, I'm going to try to make the link early so y'all can, you know, look at it in the morning time or in the afternoon so y'all know. But, yeah, I'm not doing it at 8 o'clock anymore on Sundays. Anything else? I think that's it, man. Let's see a couple more comments before we get out of here. I used to take Tiger Fitness and Dimatize. SAG Mad Miles tomorrow. Y'all, Charlotte folks, playback gang. Marty be chasing Don with first form. Hit the like button. And you know the motto, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Appreciate that, Mr. Fit All Sports. Good show. And I'll catch y'all Sunday, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improved, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.